everyone. This is Jeffrey Meldon welcoming you to a Christmas edition of Law Talk Live. We're here in the studios of WSKY, and tonight is Christmas Eve, so everybody put on your warm clothes, because this is going to be a really cold Christmas. I understand it's the coldest in some 20 years, so let's prepare. We don't want anybody getting too cold out there. However, it's not that bad compared to what's going on in the rest of the country. So we can get through it here at Law Talk Live. Anyhow, I'm Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law and practicing attorney there. We're having a great year, actually, in 2022. And we want to share the love. So give us a call here at Sky. And whoever calls with a question gets a $50 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. And those of you that haven't been out there, it's a museum. It's a great restaurant. It's fun. Great atmosphere. Give us a call. The number is 877-975-9825. 877-975-9825. And get your $50 gift certificate from Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. Anyhow, we're celebrating the end of the year. We gave a lot of time off to the team members. However, someone's manning the phones 24/7 at Meldon Law. If you ever have a need, what we specialize in is serious accidents, usually car, truck, motorcycle, motor scooter, whatever. And we try to help people put their lives back together. So anyhow, I want to share with you some interesting thoughts. I'm on the way here to the show. And on the radio, I'm listening. I hear Dion singing Ruby Baby. Now, for those of you that don't know who Dion is, he had some great, great songs. The Wanderer, Runaround Sue, early song was Teenager in Love, Ruby Baby. And he was with a group called Dion and the Belmonts. Back in the late 50s, and kind of ushered in the era of rock and roll. It's interesting. I looked up what his influences were. His first love was Hank Williams. Now, you may think that's kind of unusual. However, Hank Williams was probably one of the single most important influences on country music and then rock and roll, because his music was a little different, and it had a little more swing to it, and it had a little more, you know, rock beat to it. And so anyhow, that was interesting. I didn't know that. And I'm going to read some other influencers here that were significant influencers on Dion and his music. And two of the four that I'm going to read came to the Great Southern Music Hall that I founded in 1974. And there's an exhibit currently going on at the Matheson Museum. Check it out. It's called The Great Southern Music Hall, The Music of the 70s in Gainesville, Florida, featuring the photography of John Moran, great artist. He is a great artist as well as known for his photography. So if anybody can guess which two of these four people played at the Great Southern Music Hall, we got a prize for you. Give us a call, 877-975-9825. So Dion's influencers after Hank Williams included Fats Domino, Jerry Lee Lewis, Bo Diddley, and of course Elvis. Those are some pretty incredible seminal figures in rock and roll. So anyhow, if anybody knows which two of those played at the Great Southern Music Hall, and in fact their pictures and stories are featured at the exhibit at the Matheson Museum. The exhibit's on for at least another 6 to 8 months, so go check it out. The Matheson Museum is in the 400 block of East University Avenue, right next to the big library downtown. Anyhow, this is Law Talk Live. Give us a call here, and we will give you a $50 gift certificate to Spurs Gridiron Grill for your Christmas tree. 877-975-9825. I hope everyone is safe on the road. And I updated my book recently called Seven Mistakes That Can Wreck Your Florida Accident Case. And right in the front, I summarize the whole book. It's called 15 Quick Hits. Number one, insurance adjusters are trained professionals, and they're not always on your side. They're trained to save the insurance companies, their employers, money in a way, in any way they can, really. And so you have to understand that in order to level the playing field, it's a good idea to get an attorney involved. And if you call Meldon Law, one of the nice things is whether or not you're injured or not will help get you in the right direction as far as how to get your property damage taken care of. We wrote a book about diminished value. Just because they fix your car doesn't mean you're even, because when you go to sell your car, it's going to be worth less if it was in a wreck. That's called diminished value. So we wrote a whole book explaining to people how they can get reimbursed for their diminished value. So just keep in mind that there's lots of things going on whenever you're hit and you're in a crash, and that Meldon Law is there to help you with or without a serious injury. We're glad to get you on the road to getting back to even. Anyhow, we're going to take a quick break here on Law Talk Live, and we'll see you on the other side of 60 seconds.
Since 1971, Meldon Law has been dedicated to giving back to our community. Our Veterans Making a Difference program honors the over 20,000 veterans in North Central Florida. We're here for our veterans, our community, and we'll be there when you need someone on your side after a serious accident. Meldon Law, the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators, now with offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City.
Okay, we're back here on Law Talk Live. I am Jeffrey Meldon, founder of Meldon Law, and we're having a nice holiday here. I'm getting ready to head out tomorrow to Disney World and spend some time with my daughter and grandchildren. And it's going to be a blast. It's going to be cold, but Orlando's at least a couple degrees warmer than Gainesville. And we're going to be running around Disney World wearing our Colorado ski jackets, because it's definitely going to be hot. It's going to be hot inside the hotel, and it's going to be cold outside. So we're going to have gloves and ski jackets and, you know, little hats on. So anyhow, it'll be fun. I think everybody will enjoy it. Anyhow, we got a call here from Doug. Hey, Doug?
Hi, Jeffrey.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Just trying to stay warm. Pretty chilly. Like you said, there was colder up north. But I've got a question for you. I have a family member who drives people to medical appointments. They tend to be elderly people with medical problems. And he's doing it, I guess you could say, it's kind of a part-time business. And I said, you know, you might want to think about upping your liability insurance, maybe cover your assets with an umbrella policy. And so far, he's just kind of ignored it and shrugged it off. And so I thought I'd run it by you. It is kind of a, like I said, it's really a business, I guess you could say, part-time, and he hands out business cards, although he's not real busy yet. Should he contact his insurance company and do something about that?
Absolutely, Doug. I think the first thing people get scared of is what's it going to cost. And there is a cost to having more insurance. However, if he has... if he's regularly on the road driving people around, that means he's more likely to be in a crash, whether he causes it or he's a victim of the crash.
And
he, and he needs to get liability coverage. We can all make a mistake, and you certainly wouldn't want to be the victim of a lawsuit. However, the amount of coverage is really dependent upon his assets, and I always encourage people to go to your local insurance agent, someone who's been around for a while, and let them give you some options and price out what the coverage would be.
Okay.
You know, what's interesting is if he buys uninsured motorist coverage, it actually protects him and any of his passengers in the event that somebody else causes a crash. So,
okay.
You know, it's very important. And like I said, Doug, he's doing a good deed by helping move people around. And it's part of that.
He is getting paid for it. And that's why I thought, well, and he hands out business cards, you know. And I just, that, to me, that says that, okay, you are actually a business. Now, sometimes they're just friends, but most of the time they're people that he does not know. And then if I'm just afraid if he were to get into an accident, like you said, even if it's not his fault, they could sue him because he was transporting them in his car, and I'm just worried about his assets, and he doesn't have real high liability, and he doesn't have an umbrella policy. So,
well,
I'll have him go to a local agent.
Yeah, yeah, and I wrote a book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance.
And I've got it, and I'll let him borrow it, and also I'm going to do this, Jeffrey, in January. I'm going to go in and see if I can get cheaper, a better insurance company, because I've been with Geico 35 years and they're killing me on the rates, and I've never had a claim. So I'm going to shop around. I'm going to go to a local independent agent, somebody in your office actually went to and had a good result from, and they recommended them. So I'm going to go and do that in January. Now, I might not be able to find anybody for, you know, less cost, but I might be able to get a better policy, better coverage, because I think Geico's just taken me for granted because I've been there for 35 years. But I could be wrong.
Well, thanks for calling, Doug, and have a really nice Christmas.
You too, Jeffrey. Thanks for answering that question. Yeah,
okay, and we're going to send you a $50 gift certificate from Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. So stay on because our Doug here wants to get your phone number.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, man.
Thanks a lot.
See you later. Bye. Okay, I'm Jeffrey Meldon here at Law Talk Live. We've got Jerry on the line. Jerry?
Hello?
Jerry, hi, this is Jeffrey. How you doing?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Do you know who first recorded Frosty the Snowman?
Bing Crosby.
And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Bing Crosby.
It was Gene Autry.
Gene Autry, the singing cowboy.
For both of them in 1948.
And who was Gene Autry's wife? Dale Evans.
No, that's
Roy Rogers' wife.
That's
you're right. Gene Autry. I don't know if his wife was.
You know, his wife was Mrs. Autry.
Mrs. Autry. I love it.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that's a name from the past. You know, and Santa Claus is coming to town, and all the rest of the oldies but goodies.
When I was 6 years old, I got a record player for Christmas with a 45 Gene Autry with Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer on one side and Frosty the Snowman on the other side.
Wow. Well, my earliest memories included Gene Autry, the Lone Ranger, certainly, you know, Roy Rogers and all the rest that were my early heroes.
Yeah.
Who are your early heroes, Jerry?
My early heroes? I don't know.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm glad you called. That was great information, appropriate for Christmas Eve. And we're going to give you a $50 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. And just give your number to Doug here when we get off. And anybody else that wants a gift certificate, give us a call at 877-975-9825. And thank you very much for calling.
Okay, great.
Merry Christmas. Okay, I'm Jeffrey Meldon back here at Law Talk Live, and I'll tell you, we had a great call there with Doug about insurance for his friend who's driving people around, and it's very important to go to your local insurance agent rather than, you know, call some 800 number or go online. That may be more convenient, but when you're playing around with your future and your life, it's like, you know, if you were going to get health insurance, you'd check out what the options are. If you get life insurance, same thing. So it's important to we have great local insurance agents. Use them. They know what they're doing. Find somebody that's been around the block a few times, and then you can be assured that you're going to get good service. So I wrote this book, Buying Florida Auto Insurance. It's free, and there's several different ways you can get it. You can call the office anytime and just say, I'd like the book. And our office is 352-373-8000. Or you can go to our website, meldonlaw.com, and download a PDF version in the comfort of your own home. And the book explains how to go about getting good auto insurance at the lowest rate. That's the important thing. You want to get it at the lowest rate possible. However, you want to get the most coverage for the lowest rate. So it's kind of a balancing act. You know, obviously you can go buy minimum insurance, and that's what you get, minimum coverage. So you don't want that. You want something a little better than that, actually a lot better than that. So read my book, give us a call. We'll send you a copy, 352-373-8000. I'm Jeffrey Meldon here on Meldon Law. Give us a call, 877-975-9825, and we'll be back in 60 seconds.
Everybody knows that Meldon Law is the only official injury law firm partner of the Florida Gators. However, since we first opened our doors in 1971, we've been your community partner as well. With over 600 scholarships awarded through our Meldon Law Scholar Athlete Program, as well as our Veterans Making a Difference initiative, Meldon Law now has offices in Gainesville, Ocala, and Lake City. MeldonLaw.com, where we won't back down.
Welcome back to Law Talk Live. I'm Jeffrey Meldon here at the studios live, and we've got another caller getting ready to win a $50 gift certificate to Spurrier's Gridiron Grill. Lynn, this is Jeffrey. How are you doing?
I'm great. Should I turn my radio down, or is this okay?
Yeah, well, you'll get feedback if you have your radio on, so you may want to...
Okay, I'm going to turn it down then. And I got a question for you. That
Jeffrey, how are you doing?
We're great.
Yes. Wait, hey, whoa.
Howdy.
Am I on?
Okay, you're on, great. Lynn. We can hear you fine.
Sorry. I'm not used to this. I have a question for you regarding lien holder status in a claim. We are a small, independent mom and pop shop dealer, and we are a lien holder on a vehicle that was in an accident, and it has been reported. There was a physical personal injury, and there was the vehicle was totaled. So we've been in contact with the insurance company, and we have been trying to get in contact with our customer, the insurance company is saying, oh, well, we can't move this claim along until the insured agrees with us on the value of the vehicle. And so the insured is scared to talk to him because he also has a medical claim. And I just wondered, do we have any kind of status in this to move this along for, you know, for the value of the vehicle that should come back to us?
So the answer is yes. Make sure that you notify the insurance company that your name has to be on the check as a lien holder. The person who owns the vehicle has the right to negotiate with them. However, you want to make sure when the negotiations are final, you get a fair shake on it. So if you have the name of the insurance carrier, I would just write them either an email or a letter requesting that your name be on any check paid for property damage. So that's the number one thing I would recommend, because it may take a little while, but eventually you will get paid. And okay. You probably are entitled to, you know, interest and, you know, any missed payments in the meantime.
Okay, that's good to know. I have been in contact with the insurance company, and they know that we are the lien holder on the vehicle. But, you know, I was just like, how can we move this along? You know, we're not a big guy. We don't have, you know, a lot of customers on the books. You know, we just don't have that kind of capital to just wait forever.
Well, listen, thank you very much. And if you have any more questions, give me a call at the office, 352-373-8000, and I'll give you suggestions. But I would send at least an email making sure your name's on the check for property damage. Thank you very much, and have a Merry Christmas, Lynn. Hello, this is Jeffrey. Is this Joan?
It is. Hi, Jeffrey. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah.
Thank you.
I had a question about that diminished value of a vehicle once it's been in an accident. How do I get that?
Well, first of all, you got to ask for it. That's the short answer. However, we wrote a book on how to get diminished value. There's companies that will, for about $200 or $300, explain how much diminished value your vehicle has incurred, and that's really the best basis. You can, you know, there's other places. You can go to, like, Carfax, I believe, tracks some of that. However, that's a service that we provide at Meldon Law when folks have been injured in a crash. We try to get not only the car repaired, however, we also try to get diminished value in addition to that, because everybody knows you don't want to pay as much for a car that's been in a crash as a car that's pristine and brand new. So if you go online at meldonlaw.com, I believe that our book is there. Otherwise, just call the office and we'll send you a free copy of our diminished value, and we'll be glad to, you know, walk you through it.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Okay. Merry Christmas, Joan. See you later.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, we're getting near the end of our show here, but I think we got one more caller here. Ed? Ed?
This is Dave.
Oh, Dave. How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good. I got a Christmas story that at Christmas time, our department store dedicated an entire floor to toys and everything, and also a Lionel train set. And when I seen that, I had to have it. I told my mom and dad I needed it, and I had to have it. I'm 87 years old, and it was really expensive, and even back for my dad. And he bought it for me, and I played with it about four times since I got it. I've passed it on to my son, and he's passed it on to his sons. But I just can't believe that I begged and begged, and my dad did without, and mom, because we were, you know, those back in 1937, this is around 42, and I'll tell you, I'm ashamed of myself now for begging for it and never using it.
Well, listen, I wouldn't be too ashamed. We all had toys that we wanted and then didn't use them. However, I can remember my Lionel train set. We set it up in the basement in Cleveland, Ohio, where I grew up, and it was pretty cool. I had a cousin, Jerry, who was about 4 or 5 years older than me, and he was an expert at train sets, and we kept getting more and more, cars and parts and little buildings to put onto the. I think we used a ping pong table to set it up so that we could kind of stand up and enjoy it. And that's one of my favorite memories growing up. My Lionel train set.
Oh yes, sir. My son has it in his attic. But
I like the end gauge, too. That's we're ending the show. Thank you so much for calling. Have a Merry Christmas, and let's all have dreams of our Lionel train set running around the tracks and making noises. And go watch, what's that movie, The Toy Story or something like that? I don't know. Anyhow, listen, everybody have a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'm going to be back for our New Year's show, New Year's Eve show. And thank you very much for listening. We've had a great 2022 on Law Talk Live.